This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he has called off a secret talks with that were supposed to be held this Sunday at Camp David in the U.S. state of Maryland with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and major Taliban leaders. Mr. Trump explained in a series of Saturday evening tweets that he immediately canceled the plans and called off the peace negotiations following a car bomb blast in Kabul that killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Negotiations to reach a peace agreement have been underway for months between U.S. diplomats and the Taliban. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raises hopes of renewed efforts to end the five-year war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists that has killed an estimated 13,000 people. Charles Maines has more from Moscow on who was released.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. I hope the other captors will be freed soon as well, said Sentsov, speaking to reporters. But even with the last prisoner freed, our fight is not over. On the Russian side, joy over the release of Kirill Vyshinsky, a journalist who was jailed while reporting for the RIA Novosti news service from Kiev. Journalists should never be jailed, he said in an interview on the Russia 24 channel. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
And again, Storm Dorian is projected to head toward the eastern coast of Canada after making landfall over Nova Scotia on Saturday evening. This is VOA News. Winston Churchill's grandson was expelled midweek from the Conservative Party for voting to delay Brexit, launched a scathing attack on Prime Minister Boris Johnson Saturday, saying that Johnson should stop comparing himself to Britain's iconic wartime leader, going on to say that he's nothing like him. Nicholas Soames was among 21 Conservative rebels who were expelled from the party for voting to stop Johnson taking Britain out of the EU by October 31st, something Johnson has pledged to do, no ifs or buts. Johnson indicated he would ignore a new law preventing him from taking the country out of the European Union without a deal. Johnson declared earlier this week that he would rather be dead in a ditch than delay Britain's departure from the EU, regardless of whether Parliament passed the bill forcing him to do so. Former Conservative lawmaker Dominic Grieve, who now sits as an independent, said Johnson's behavior has been outrageous.
I'm appalled that a Prime Minister, a Conservative Prime Minister, who says he's a Conservative, should be behaving in this fashion. We're a party that upholds the rule of law, upholds our constitution. He's been in the process of trashing the constitution, and he now says, apparently, he would break the law. This is just, it is actually ridiculous, it's shaming.
Support for the Prime Minister came from Conservative Party lawmaker Nigel Evans.
When you get outside of the Westminster bubble, the metropolis of London, it is amazing the feeling of support that I'm hearing now for Boris and the approach that he's taking. After all he's doing is trying to deliver on the promise that the politicians gave to the people.
An opposition bill that would force Johnson to ask the EU for an extension to Britain's departure to avoid a no-deal exit was approved by Parliament's appointed upper chamber, the House of Lords, on Friday. Iran's nuclear chief said on Sunday the European parties to the 2015 nuclear deal have failed to fulfill their commitments under the pact, a day after Tehran announced further breaches of limits on its nuclear activity set by the pact. The deal curbed Iran's disputed nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions, but has unraveled since the United States withdrew last year and acted to strangle Iran's oil trade to push it into wider security concessions. France, Germany, and Britain have tried to launch a barter trade mechanism with Iran, protecting it from the U.S. sanctions, but have struggled to get it off the ground. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast.